I mean, how do I describe it? It's
bold.
A light.
Black.
Unapologetically black.
Very funny, amusing.
Caring.
You give great advice from a different perspective. Passionate.
Free.
Vulnerable.
A creative.
Sexy.
My girl is lit as fuck.
Always ready to work a little some.
Genuine, very genuine.
Resilient.
Like, sixth sense, otherworldly. If you know, you know.
It's so vibrant, baby.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to So Vibrant, a place where music, history, and culture collide. I am your cultural storyteller and award-winning host, Lady AC. Y'all, we have made it to the final weekend of 2025. Woo! This year has turned us every way but loose. In so many ways. But in a weird way, though, I feel it was necessary. Necessary in the way of us having no absolute choice but to own our truths, to own who we are, to own what we stand for, what we mean, because this year has pushed all of us outside of our comfort zones, out of our norms, to really reflect and ask ourselves, is this what we really want? Is this how you really want to live? Is this what you really want to do with yourself? Do with your talents? Do in your work, in your love, in your relationships, in your connections? It literally shook up everything for us to really ask ourselves those questions. And I find it so fitting. It also is the second day of Kwanzaa, which, happy Kwanzaa to everybody, Habarigani, which translates to what's the news or what's the good news. And today's principle is Kuji Chakalia, which translates to self-determination. And that literally of accepting your truths, of questioning and owning who you are, where you stand, what you feel, that is a part of the process of self-determination. So what better way to use today than to explore that and talk about that? So that's why it's the title of today's show. But we're going to dive more into that because, of course, since it is the last show, I have to give you my final musical breaks. And I really hope you like these songs because they definitely helped me when it came to my journey of self-determination. So we're going to go into our first musical break and we'll be right back.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, she tripping. She don't know she fucking with King Wavy. Wave.
I know something only I know. I got superpowers, but that's something only I know. What I want is mine if I say it in my mind. I'll teach you if I had time, yeah. Do I got the time? No. Shit these niggas dream about is not even a milestone. Call up Dr. Seuss, I think they running out of rhymes though. Jugging and finessing, we've heard that 100 times though. Niggas keep repeating, they so like they in a vine, in a vine, in a vine though. Why they got a lot of? Say them diamonds dancing, homie, we know that it's rhinestones. I don't got a Rari, but my whip is really mine though. I don't got no thotties, but I know my bitch is foreign though. I'm from California, you can tell just by my Vans. My niggas about it, you can tell just by his stance. Don't throw no subliminals or he'll be throwing hands. My bro play baseball, I hope you know how to catch. I just heard my cue, ooh, they know I'm up next. Ah, curly headed QQ, she sent me the text. Yeah, I've been the dude since I made a YouTube. Fuck a million views, need a view. Somewhere floating like a Mewtwo. Zone it in California.
on a mountain higher with my main thing. She keep me grounded. Don't test her, she with the extras. Read all about it, you bout it. I really doubt it, I really doubt it. Zoning in California on a mountain higher. I'm with my main thing, she keep me grounded. Don't test her, she with the extras. Read all about it, you bout it. I really doubt it, I really doubt it.
Haircut like the 80s, yep. Don't need a Mercedes to maneuver Uber everywhere. Bank account like, wait, let's not even take it there. My career don't make it fair. Ain't no elevator to success. I had to take the stairs. How you think I made it here? Climbing, climbing. How you think you make it here? Grinding, grinding. I chase after what I want and I don't stop to take a breath. You can't run up on me yet. You need to take baby, 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 baby steps. Who you think you playing with? Nigga, I'm a gamer, yeah. You should check my gamer tag. Fire spitting, kidding. Who you kidding? I will flame your ass. Call of Duty champion, do you know who you aiming at? Nigga, you my son, fuck around and I'll rename your ass. Get you to adoption, make your mama come reclaim your ass.
Well, I guess that's a little harsh, but everyone can't be a star. Sometimes niggas gotta read their script and play their part. Oh man, damn, why is that so hard? I don't know, man. I just wanna play Assassin's Creed, give my baby what she needs, and watch my HBO shows in peace, peace. Zoning in California on a mountain higher with my main thing, she keep me grounded. Don't test her, she with the extras. Read all about it, you bout it. I really doubt it, I really doubt it. Zoning in California on a mountain higher, I'm with my main thing, she keep me grounded. Don't test her, she with the extras. Read all about it, you bout it. I really doubt it, I really doubt it.
And that was Kaya with Doubt It. Love that song right there. Of course, as I always say, I love all the music I play because it pushed me to kind of reckon with the way I wanted to see my life. And that's kind of what Kaya talks about in that song, of how he went through the grinding and getting to where he wanted to go, but also wanted his life to still be filled with just ease and joy and simplicity of just being and doing what made him happy. And I think ultimately that's what we all truly want to do when it comes to our lives, and being in spaces where all of that can truly be possible. And honestly, it can. But we have to see that for ourselves. And that's what the principle of self-determination or Kuji Chakalia represents. Because I think oftentimes when we talk about building community, because that was the biggest lesson and push that a lot of people talked about this year, was connection and being amongst your people, or finding your tribes, or finding those who you align with so you can grow and help out. Or as we started to see what this administration was doing to different people, different marginalized communities, how so many people rose up to create the food banks when they cut the food stamps, to do the clothing drives, or to do the supermarket runs, or connect with resources such as, you know, community outreach through different organizations or libraries or schools, even all the way to using themselves as human shields when these terrorists or ICE agents, as they politically are called, but they're nothing but enforcers, were tearing people apart and kidnapping people off the street and doing all these things where people were literally using their bodies to shield and protect families to get to and from their cars, or leave school parking lots or school graduations, and were safely making sure that families were getting to and from. We really saw a push of people connecting with one another and really countering the narrative that people weren't building communities, people didn't see each other as human, really trying to find these decisive ways to break us up even more. But I think within that work, there still is an element that isn't highlighted is that we individually are the community. We are the people. Thinking back to an episode I did where I talked about this article I read earlier in the year, The Guardian did an interview with the children of Black Panthers. And in this article, they talked about their experience of being connected to this powerful organization, of being the children of these influential people, and how the different struggles and triumphs and honestly self-determination journeys they had to make within themselves as being in the throes of that. And one part of it that stuck out to me the most was they interviewed this one person and they talked about how important it was to the Panthers of having this sense of community, of being there for the people. Everything you do is for the people. Everything, you're fighting for the people. You're going after the revolution for the people. You're feeding the people. You're connected with the people. But this particular Panther Club asked, but what about me? What about us? Aren't we the people? Aren't you as a person, aren't you the people? In taking care of all these others, where is the taking care of yourself? I remember sitting there reading that and wondering how so much of the talk about community, we never really talk about the importance of the individual. And that's where I feel the concept of self-determination comes so much into play. What self-determination means. There are several different definitions, but the ones that stuck out to me the most were two in particular. And the very first one said, the process in which a person controls their own life. And how do you control your own life? That's where the second definition comes in. And that says that that is the power and the ability to make decisions for oneself without outside influence. I've talked about this in some podcast episodes before, how a large part of my healing journey was realizing whose voice was I listening to when it came to knowing who I was, the decisions I made, navigating the person I wanted to heal and grow into. That I had to decipher through so many different thoughts and beliefs and understandings that I had come to understand. Within the last few years. And how about a good, I want to say, honestly, if I'm being honest, a good 70% of it was something outside of me. Were things that were said to me along the way by people who even to this day, I don't even associate with, let alone acknowledge. But yet how so much of those words, much of those experiences were hooked into me and literally influencing the way I was moving and showing up in the world. And so when it came to the year of, well, initially this began 2024, but especially at the beginning of the top of the year, once I realized the truth of that and that it was time for me to own who I was, to define who Lady AC is, that's when I truly began the journey of stepping into this new person. But what I didn't recognize was, and that's what I wanted to talk about first today, is how that journey feels. The trendy words when it comes to healing, because now everybody is on a healing journey and trying to regulate their nervous system and get out of survival mode. But we don't talk about how difficult and challenging that process is. This year is exactly what this process looks like. Yeah, that put us through the ringer, that shook up everything in our lives. When you go on these healing journeys, that is what happens. You have to reckon with the things, whether you are ready or not for them, especially if you truly want to commit to the healing that you want to do. Because I think the first thing it acknowledged and what 2025 acknowledges is how many people really truly don't want to heal. So looking at, for instance, like this administration and seeing how they are literally just doing whatever the hell they want to, bombing whoever the hell they want to, changing the names of buildings, taking rights away, and adding their own rules or changing the game. I think so many people saw that and realized that instead of trying to actively change that or go after that, they just wanted to better themselves within the system that it is. And the thing is with self, having a level of self-determination, when you are secure in who you are and what you stand for, you can't just go with anything. You can't just allow things to be done to you or be done around you, because that integrity in you won't put up with it. That solidness won't put up with it. The uniqueness, the true love that you have for yourself will not put up with that. And so you will actively rebel. You will actively show out. You will actively want to disrupt. And what I didn't realize was that if you didn't disrupt with your words, your energy did. And people could literally feel that and get agitated when you were there. Using myself as an example, for the life of me, I used to find that so intimidating to myself. Intimidating in a way where I was, I don't want to say embarrassed, but almost kind of resented the way my energy would show up, because how visceral some people would act when I would enter a room. How envious, how jealous, how quick they were trying to find ways to tear me down or find ways to make me feel incompetent or try to say I was the problem. I was disrupting what they were building or what they were experiencing or what they thought was order and control. And I literally would just be there. Then sometimes I wouldn't say nothing at all. I realized the kind of energy I carry makes people feel safe. Safe to be their true selves. And some people, once again, aren't ready to accept the truth of themselves. So when you're in the presence of somebody who makes you feel comfortable, let alone exposed to that truth, and you ain't ready for it, oh, they gotta go. They gotta get out of your way. They gotta let you. You can't rock with them. And so I kept finding myself running up against people who would just do that. And I used to feel so insecure about that. They almost made me not want to be really in not only just them spaces, but just be, it just hang around, just to exist. And that weighed so much on how I began to show up in certain spaces, to show up around certain people. So coming into 2025, this year literally broke that fear of mine. Because it said, regardless of how they feel, you gonna still show up. Regardless of how you feel, we're still gonna put you in places where people can't help but to see your shine. Regardless if you comfortable or not. I had to learn how to really embrace that energy. And how that looks and how that shows up is I had to be okay with people misunderstanding me. I had to be okay with people getting intimidated or angry or envious of me. Which for the life of me, even if I'm being real with y'all, I still don't kind of understand, because I'm like, what is it? I haven't done nothing. I haven't, you know, it ain't my intention. I ain't trying to do anything to you. Like, that's my mindset. But then I realized, especially through discussion with my ancestors and having that conversation, they're like, because your truth is so much louder than the lies they continue to tell themselves. And you owning your presence, owning your energy, only throws those lies in their faces. And to people who ain't ready to accept that they're lying, you are a threat. And the way that this system works, these oppressive systems of capitalism, of colonialism, of patriarchy, of white supremacy, you disrupt the program when you operate in such of an energy like that. These systems have normalized themselves, and they start to show up in the people around you, in the spaces that you have to navigate. That's why we have so many people targeting marginalized communities or people who are considered the other or the people on the outskirts of what the ideal image of society is or what the binary is or what is normal, because they reflect the truth. So the question becomes, what is that right way? What is a way we can imagine ourselves outside of what has been normalized? And one of those ways is through first imagining how we want to live in our truths. How can we be clear? How can we be direct, but yet do it in a way that is authentic to what we're meant to be? And doing that despite if it goes along with the program or not. And that's a part of the healing journey. I think it's the toughest, if I'm being honest, is learning that even when people consider you the target, people consider you the wrong, or the problem that has to be neutralized, or the problem that has to be done with, or the not belonging, how you still choose to show up anyway. That's the part of the journey that hurts. That's the part of the journey where you are the loneliest, where everything that has been normal for you starts to break away because it no longer rocks with you. It no longer is aligned for you. It no longer can support you or hold you. And even though deep down inside you know it's for your betterment, you still are attached to it because that's all you've ever known. So that pull you have and that connection you have to it is great. And that reminds me, I will always have this dream that I was standing in this room and in front of me was this brick wall. It would just be covered in these like thick ropes and vines and like really shackled up. There was something behind that wall trying to break through, like pushing. I'm talking about kicking, banging, and to the point where the wall was shaking, but it wouldn't go down. But every so often, every time I had this dream, a vine would break away, a chain would break away, a rope would break away. And I had this dream repeatedly. And so I started to ask myself different questions when it came to this wall. Well, first of all, why is there a wall in my mind? And what I realized is initially you think it's the wall of the comfort zone, right? Like the protections that you put up, your wall that you put up to protect you from the harm, to protect you from the hurt, the trauma, all those different things. And so that's initially what I thought it was. But then that comes the banging on the other end of it, because I'm like, there's something on the other side of this wall trying to break through. And it's trying to break through ferociously. When breaking all that down, I realized the wall wasn't like a wall putting up. The wall was all the things I had allowed myself to accept to hold back the breakthroughs I was trying to achieve. The things I was trying to heal from, that I were healing from, because as I was healing different parts of myself and I was antagonizing the different things people were saying, the different experiences of people making me not feeling like I belong, or taking advantage of my friendship, or taking advantage of the work that I would do, or my presence, or use me for their benefit. When I finally started to reckon with those things and let go of those things, address those ways in which it harmed me and I chose never to participate in again, the vines, the ropes, the chains were breaking away. ultimately freeing me of this wall that was there, this blockage that was there. But there's a fear in that because you don't know what you're opening yourself up to when you heal it. Because the truth is, when you heal, you're becoming something that you've never been before. You dreamed about it. You hoped for it. But when it finally is a possibility for it to show up, that's scary. Because one, you don't want to mess it up. Because you wonder if you've healed enough to receive that. You've healed enough to be worthy of that. And not realizing that's a result of the ways you have internalized the negative experiences, the trauma, the words. But then the next part becomes the questioning. If I can maintain myself once these walls, once these change, once this rope comes down. Because another part of the healing journey that isn't acknowledged is the maintenance and the repair that has to be done. When you make room and let go of some stuff, you have to fill that space back up. So what do you put in the place of all that stuff you got rid of? And this is the part where it gets tricky, because some people leave that space so open that those old habits come back and they try you. Or on a spiritual level, because this can happen too, you're tested to see if you can put what you've been healing in practice. Are you finally able to engage with certain things in a healthy way? Are you able to recognize the patterns that were harmful, the patterns to no longer play in? And if you do happen to come up against them and deal with them, are you able to practice the ways in which you've learned to heal yourself? And all of that process alone can be so much for people to deal with, that the easiest answer is just to continue to stay in that job that's taking advantage of you. The easier route is to still entertain the things that don't serve you, because there's comfort in that connection of it. But in my experience, I chose to keep pushing. And I think whatever that thing was on the other side felt that. The more powerful whatever was on the other side of that wall felt too. And knew it was going to get through this wall.
I know it's all right here, but follow your heart, dear. I know your dreams are clear. Don't you know we all fear? Don't be afraid of who you want to be. Remember I'm here. So maybe you should take the first step, and the rest will
And that was Tom Mips with Follow. Definitely one of my top motivational songs that I play. When I tell y'all, I play this song every time I feel a moment in my life where I have to start over, where I begin a new project, I take a different step or a different direction in my life. I always play this song to remind me to follow through, to push through, to remember at the core of who I am, of what I am, what I'm meant to do. Honestly, it's the living representation of a fucking proverb that said, if you don't know where you're going, any road can take you there. And it just really showed me that sometimes the path to where you're meant to go, sometimes you may not know every step. Sometimes you may question every step because you don't see it. You don't feel it. It don't look right. It don't align with what you think you need or what others feel that you should go or how you should navigate things. But when you truly follow your intuition, you can never make the wrong turn and see what the end's going to be, as they say. But as I was stating, one dream later, I come back against that wall. I think it was one last little vine left. And it snapped. And as soon as it snapped, whatever was on the other side of that wall heard it. And with one large bang, that wall came tumbling down. And what came through it is something I will never forget. It's going to sound crazy. I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all. The first individual was this woman. She was covered in head to toe in this purple gold. Like, she glowed in it. And she had these strong brown eyes. But I noticed, though, she had, like, gills around on her neck. And instead of legs, she had a tail, like a mermaid's tail. She smiled. She acknowledged me and flew right past me. The next thing to come through that wall was a huge snake. But what was crazier about the snake, it had the head of a cobra, it had the body of a python, it had the tail, at the very end it had the rattle like the rattlesnake, but the face looked like a viper, and it had these long fangs. And I remember it looked at me, it acknowledged me the same way the mermaid woman did. It acknowledged me, and then it slithered away. After that, huge elephant covered in gold, had these long, thick tusks. It was trumpeting and just excited and just blowing. And they acknowledged me as well and then walked off. And then the final thing that walked through that wall was me. But this me, she was smiling from ear to ear. She was glowing. Like, just like she knew everything that she wanted was possible. Everything that she wanted was in her hand, was in her reach, in her touch. No one or nothing could tell her otherwise. She let them misunderstand her. But what was so bold about it is she didn't care. Because she knew who she was. That's when I woke up the morning after my surgery. And at that moment I knew, oh yeah, it's time to get to work. It's time to live in this newness. As much as I am concerned with the well-being of everybody around us, of the state of the world, of the state of our communities, what it's not going to do is make me worry about my ability to achieve. I have done all this work to heal myself so I can be better and do my part. of being the change I want to see. Because I realize the change starts with myself first. It starts in our imaginations. It starts in our hearts. As they say, if your hearts and minds are clear. Because now you can make the intentions. You can make the decisions. You can control what you can control. But the beauty of 2025 is it showed us that no matter how hard they tried, no matter how hard they did, no matter how violent they got, we still had a choice to make a better decision than they did, than they do. We still have the opportunity to see newer things, to be better people, to heal, to grow, to advance better without having to harm other people, without having to deny the rights of other people, to deny ourselves. If we just more willing to commit to that. At least I know I did. Through some very weird dreams. So on that note, y'all, if you want to connect with me, I'll say hey. I am on all social medias. Facebook.com is Queen Lady AC. On Instagram and Threads, it's _ I am Lady AC. On Substack, it is Lady AC. And on X and Twitter, it is capital I am Lady AC. So, once again, happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Live, y'all. Live. Live as hard and with all your damn might. And if you haven't heard it today, I love you. So, see you next year. Bye.